Hey, Ian.
Hello, 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 hello. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. Can you hear me all right?
You've got a slight echo to you, but it sounds nice.
That'd be that massive house that he lives in, Dave.
Yeah.
It's all about the sound, guys. I know that part. So how are you guys? You all right?
Very good, yeah.
All a bit weird. You've been very busy. I mean, you keep popping these out.
Yeah.
Yeah, good for you. Well done. Very industrious of you.
We've just spoke to Danny Brooke Taylor about his uncle.
Oh, sad.
So were you a Goodies fan?
I love the Goodies.
Did you?
Well, I loved them in a normal sort of rites of passage kind of way, that part of your childhood, always entertaining, always good family entertainment. Really feeling for Danny recently, because I think he was really close. So, sad to see him go. And sad that people like that who will have funerals over this time, that loads of people can't be present who would like to give them a good send-off. I think that must be really hard for the families involved, you know.
Right, so I introduce Jan. So this is Jan. He's the ECD, or joint ECD, one of the two, of the Ann Partnership.
So how are you doing, Jan? Are you working through this?
I am most definitely working through this. I'm really blinking busy, actually. So, you know, I run a department, therefore there's loads of work to review. There's loads of management catch up. So I've got to be honest, I'm busy as hell, day in, day out.
And what's better about this than before?
You know what, Dave? I've got to be honest with you, I really love it. I know that's a bit controversial. I just love the new way of working. It's, you know, you can do your reviews, you do your team catch-ups. Not having to do the commute is fantastic. So I get over an hour back every single day. And I think, you know, I love being by the family. Yeah. You know, even if you finish a call, you go back and get a cup of tea, you can see your kids. That's brilliant. I think it really suits my character. And actually, on that, it was weird. I read an article the other day, and they were saying how, like, true extroverts are the ones that are really finding this whole thing really difficult, because they're the ones that really need huge amounts of social interaction.
Yeah.
Which basically I'm sort of getting anyway from my Zoom calls and all that sort of thing. But they're the ones that really need people to be close to them, I think. And then there's the introverts that are actually coping with it better, because they get more of a voice on a Zoom call, and so they feel more relaxed and their confidence grows. And I think I worked out that I was basically a social introvert, which means I'm a very sociable person, but I do like to retreat and recharge, you know, somewhere else and have a bit of quiet space. So works for me.
Did you know that about yourself before this? Would you have called yourself a social introvert before?
No, that's a new one on me.
Think about it a bit more.
I knew I was a mixed up kid. I knew I was confused, but I didn't know. And because sometimes I really thrive off loads of people being quite gregarious. I'll do quizzes and bingo nights for the agency, even over Zoom, you know what I mean? But I have to say, I also go, I need peace and quiet to recharge, basically. And I'm very happy on my own space and going for a walk and not being bothered by anyone.
So do you think, Jan, that you've discovered you're more of an introvert in this period?
Yes.
That's interesting. Yeah. Virtually, I'd say 95% of all the other creatives we spoke to have been the other way around. They're introverts, but they've realised they miss people far more than they imagined they would.
Yeah, that's true. Although I think it would be very different if I wasn't so busy, to be honest, because what it does allow me to do, the way we're working now, is that you stop a call or you stop a review, and then there's peace and quiet, you know, and then I can actually sort of address the issue. I can actually start a thing that I was supposed to be doing in that day and finish it and complete it, rather than sometimes in the office I could start something at 8:15 in the morning and it'll still be open on my desktop at 6 o'clock at night, because I've just had too many interactions.
Yeah, it feels like there's more hard stops now, which is good.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Well,
because the money runs out on Zoom or whatever the issue is, and you stop.
Well, there's definitely less money around, so that's running out everywhere, I reckon. Yeah, I think you're right, mate. I think you're right. I think you can, or you're certainly, at least when you stop, you can be in a very different environment without having to do the schlep. So I had to do a pitch the other week, you see, finished at 11 o'clock at night, but if I was being at the office, I'd then have an hour journey back home, but I was in bed at 11:05. Perfect, done.
Brilliant.
So, Jan, can you recommend anything you've watched, seen, heard?
Well, weirdly, actually, just connecting the two between, you know, if it suits me or not, and recommending things. Because I've got more time and not doing that commute, I've started meditating. I spend a little bit of that time in the morning doing a bit of a meditation, and I discovered, which is fine, which is great, you know, just 10 minutes, all it takes. But in doing that, I stumbled across this thing, which I still need to investigate further, but it's called the chakra tune-up. Right. And what it is a guy sits there, he's actually more than a guy, he's a bit more of a guru, and he sits there in front of some pots and pans, which are actually called singing bowls, and they're all different sizes, and he taps each one on its own, and it just vibrates at a particular level. So all this, so the bigger the bowl, the deeper the sound. I bet you're loving this, aren't you, Paul? This is a sound.
This is audio gold.
Getting quite turned on here, Paul.
Do you pay for this, Jan, this experience?
It's amazing. Anyway, so you would probably laugh at this, but honestly, I listened to it, and it really chills you out. It works. Anyway, Chakra Tune-Up, highly recommended on that front.
Where is it on? Is that an app or is that a...
No, it was literally on YouTube. I just stumbled across it. It could be... Well, I'm sure it's not baloney. I'm sure it's very valuable.
Oh, that sounds very legit.
It's very legit. But otherwise, apart from that, I really enjoyed Unorthodox simply because it was educational, it was beautiful at times, and also traumatic. But I love that dipping into someone else's life that you had no idea about. And then, of course, I'm doing Last Dance at the moment.
Have you finished it?
I haven't finished it yet. But what did strike me was episode 2 or 3, how they hadn't come to terms. No one had come to terms with the fact that there was that sort of big problem within organisations, which is bigger. Like, which is bigger and better? The talent that the organisation has, or the organisation itself. And I just thought, that's mad. I thought that only happened in sort of old school ad agencies, that there was that sort of frisson between, you know, that sort of grudge match between the two. Like, well, where's the power lie here?
Do you think you come out? Well, how many have you seen? 8?
I've seen. I'm on four.
Oh, okay. All right. Are you liking it more or less than when you went in? Me and Parson differ on this. More.
I'm not a huge basketball fan, so I'm finding it. And I, you know, I only knew what the average layman knew about Michael Jordan and Scott Pippen. So I'm finding it really interesting. The other thing I'm excited by is a book. I'm a terrible reader. I really feel ashamed to say. I mean, I started Donna Tartt's The Goldfish about 2 years ago, and it's still unfinished. But there is one book. I've got a week off coming up, and I just want to sit down and read, because obviously we can't go anywhere, so it would be nice just to switch off. Anyway, there's this book out called A Theatre for Dreamers by Polly Sampson. And have you heard of it at all?
No.
Okay, so it's written by this woman called Polly Sampson, who's a novelist and also a journalist, and actually is also a lyricist, apparently. But she's written this book, and really it's about life on the Greek island of Hydra, where Leonard Cohen and all these artists, writers, painters all lived. And it is fictional, but I think it's fed, you know, a lot by true things. I could tell you about my game I've created that just keeps me entertained. So obviously we're watching a lot of Netflix and so on. So if you get a little bit bored, right, and you're watching with your missus or whatever, if you get a little bit bored and you're zoning out a little bit, and maybe you've had an extra glass of wine and you're a little bit sleepy, and the scene of what you're watching is starting to, I don't know, lose you a little bit, what you do, and you sense this is happening with your missus as well, what you do is you say, I've been there. And then your missus tells you, and completely astonished, and says, what the hell what are you talking about? What other second life have you been living? And then you tell her you just made it up. But it really startles her, and she gets really shocked to think that you've been living another life and that she didn't know you at all. Great game.
That's gonna cause a lot of problems. Who did you go there with?
I don't know. I guess you could move that game on and keep fabricating loads and loads of different stories around
all the way through the divorce at the end.
Yes.
Ramping it up. Where are you calling from, Jan?
Crouch End, my friend.
Oh, are you? Oh, you're down the road from me. So have you noticed anything in Crouch End environmentally better?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, I love the peace and quiet, as I said, although that has to be fair tipped to no one's paying any attention to that anymore. If you go into our local park, it's rammed. But I love the lack of traffic. I love the bird song. It's brilliant. I even take gratitude out of, there's two doors down, come out of my gate, and someone's written a massive thank you sign on the bins, just for the bin men, just to keep them motivated. It's just such a lovely thing, do you know what I mean? But that sort of thing just cheers me up.
So I'm presuming you clap on Thursdays via your bin story.
Yeah, I absolutely do. And it kind of almost brings me to tears every time. There's a woman who lives up the road from us who relies on the NHS a lot and for care workers to come to her house because she's got a disabled husband. She goes absolutely batty, running up and down the road with pots and pans.
Oh, wow.
And it's a really, it's just a, such a joyful thing to see. And then also, what I love is that the community has got closer. I'm now saying hello and nodding to people along the street who wouldn't have recognised me before, but everyone feels way more together. There's a single mum across the road who we wave up to her window. She's got a little kid, so she can't come out to the street. And now she says hello on a daily basis. Beautiful thing. But I hope, really, out of the back of all this, that the world does change. I mean, I know it's the pandemic crisis is awful and loads of people are in terrible, terrible situations. But I do, there's a part of me that thinks we needed to reset.
Well, presumably you'll slightly change the way that you work in the sense that you might not go in 5 days a week or you might try and structure it a little differently.
Absolutely. Definitely. Definitely. I think we're talking about, well, we're not going to insist on everyone being in all the time. We're talking about maybe we swap people out. So there's 50% of people in for some of the week and 50% then not. And then we keep swapping that out. So everyone still does get their social interaction, but it's much more pleasant and you know, friendly for those that are trying to work as well.
So Crouch End has got to be sourdough country, isn't it? Have you tried baking sourdough?
I haven't, to be honest. No, although I think we might have to go towards a bit of... Just discovered my wife is... she's thought she was had a gluten intolerance for years. Right. But she's just discovered it's not gluten, it's yeast. Oh, so we might go soda
sourdough.
Bread. Well, soda bread, I think, is the thing, isn't it? That's the one with no yeast. I don't know about sourdough. Are you big...
Sourdough you don't make with yeast. I don't think there's...
Does it have yeast in it?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
You should know this sort of thing. I've attempted it a few times.
So, Jan.
Yes.
Here's another question for you. I'm going to give you a choice of three. Everyone's had two, but you can have three. You can only pick one.
Okay.
Reopen pubs, restart the Premier League, or be able to do Bikram yoga in the park with 12 of your closest friends.
Well, it's a tricky decision, certainly between the pubs and the Bikram yoga. Yeah. But you know what? I'm going to go pubs. I just love to see people for a drink. That's good. I can do my exercise on my own, in my own terms, in my own space. But I'd like to see both of you guys and whoever else is available for a drink.
Hope you haven't done the bog roll question.
Oh, well, you catch us on at a very dangerous time on the bog roll front, I'd like to report. We are down to our last roll, and we've got to that point. We've got two lose, and we are moving the bog roll from one to the other. Crisis.
Wow. That's the most precarious loo roll answer we've had yet.
We're teetering on the edge. I mean, it's going to have to be rectified later.
that's relegation.
I think that puts you right at the bottom of the table. I think no one's ever been down to one. So we've got just two other questions. One is, which is, who would you rather... Did you watch Tiger King?
Yes, I did.
It's so yesterday now, but we're going to ask a question about it. Which is, who would you rather take control of the pandemic, Trump or Joe Exotic?
Oh, definitely Joe Exotic. I mean, to be honest, have you seen... Right, first of all, on Tiger King, to be honest, I didn't love it as much as everyone else seemed to, because there was no normal person in it at all. They were all so bonkers, it just didn't have a sort of rudder to it to me. There was no sort of check.
Never guide taking you through it.
No, exactly. But at least he was entertaining, and it was entertaining, which is Trump is more scary than that. And have you heard that Trump is now taking to malaria tablets?
Yeah, that's... Well, he says he is, but he's obviously lying. He says he's taking Cloroxidil or whatever it's called.
Yeah, but you know that stuff makes you go loopy anyway.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, he's almost certainly lying, isn't he? He's not. He's just digging in that he doesn't want to be seen that he sort of recommended it, and then he took his recommendation away. So he's soldiering on with it.
Is this a smoke screen?
People's lives.
To get people off bleach.
Yeah. Wean them off of bleach. Yeah.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. He's breaking bad in the
Or
in
trying
the
to get sunlight up their arse or whatever the other recommendation was. Yeah, scary. So you're totally in for Joe Exotic?
Yeah, definitely, definitely. Yeah. Let's not do any Trump nonsense.
You know what? Out of all the people that we've spoken to, we've got one person who's gone with Trump, and you'll have to listen to them to find out who that is.
Oh, really? Well, I bet they've got an interesting angle.
They have got a good angle. It's not because they think he'd be better.
Yes, no, fair. I'll do that. But you know what, guys? You've done so well. There are billions of these things now. I mean, I certainly am not catching up on all of them at all. There's a lot to listen to.
Dave, we haven't done the alcohol question.
Oh, boozy. Yeah.
More or less. Yeah.
Well, consistency more, but quantity less. I don't binge, you see. I don't binge apart from maybe on a Friday a little bit of a quiz with some friends. Yeah. And then I drink too much. But generally, it's one or two glasses and then I say, that's it, done. So I've got a good handle on it, I think, he says, reaching for a glass of white wine.
Very good.
I mean, I'm not slurring my words, am I?
No, you're sounding fine. Have you? Can you name an ad that you've seen in this period in isolation that you loved or hated?
Well, I don't enjoy any of the in these uncertain times. No. You know, we're standing by you. I mean, of course, we have to say these things, but they do get dull, and it's always good to see a new way in. Actually, there was one thing I noted. After all the brilliant work that we've done, obviously. I saw this thing that was, let's not go back to normal. And it was for Durex, actually. And I just thought it was culturally relevant, you know, relevance-wise. That was pretty interesting. Because they were saying, let's not go back to normal. Let's not go back to shaming women that take around a condom in their purse or whatever. You know, yeah. It was that kind of vibe.
Cool. I think, is that it, Paul? I think we've gone through our shabby list of questions.
Brilliant. Thanks, Jan.
Well, I've really enjoyed it, and it's lovely to
speak. Yeah, likewise.
So thank you very much.
Well, thanks, Jan. All the best. See you. Bye.
Bye. Bye.